Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, David, we are seeking the urgency index. It's clear, depending on the day, there is definitely at a minimum a difference of opinion and at a maximum a complete disconnect between this show and given fan base. So the question is, you guys rank it out. What team should be the most urgent all the way down to who's the team you feel should be the least urgent? You guys rank it up. It's really, I'm fascinated to see how people do it. Because at some level, even if you have a disagreement about a level of urgency, you cannot possibly tell me that no team should be urgent in this town. All our teams, minus the Wings, are good. And the Wings, who are not good, are the deepest into what seems to be an endless rebuild. You could justify every team should be the most urgent. Or you could make a case every team should be the least. How you rank it out is up to you. David, what are the early returns on the ticket text in this?
So I have them. So give me time because there are some with short reasons, some with long reasons. So let me just go through it. Mm-hmm. 1, Lions. NFL windows are short. 2, Tigers. Best team in baseball. Scuba window closing. 3, Pistons. They are arching upward. 4, Wings, it's hockey, so who cares? Also, no faith in Iserman.
Oh, boy. And here's what I want to say. If the Wings end up 4 on this list, I think that has everything more to do with the last thing that person wrote than anything else, that they've simply given up.
And also, do you want a guy whose pro scouting has been this bad to be urgent with that pro scouting? Let's bring in some more bad players. Kenny? Very quickly.
Kenny wins. Kenny?
What have I said that's wrong? What have I said that's wrong?
Nothing. Oh, except you're basically saying I can't let my GM do his job.
Because he's bad at his job. Oh, no. Yes, that is exactly what I'm saying.
Kenny's hurt.
Yes.
Kenny's hurt.
Yes, David. Wow.
Hurt people. Hurt people.
That's, you know what?
That is so good.
I hate everything. Okay. Can Jaylen Brown get traded already? All right, go ahead.
This is sent from Chris. I'm not going to tell you where he's sending it from, but it was sent from Chris.
Why can't you say where?
Oh, he says he's so sad about the Wings. He's drinking a lot right
okay.
now.
Okay. All right.
Number 1, Lions. They need the least but most urgent. Lions need to win it all and finally shut everybody up.
Yes.
Tigers, great team, could add some help, but won't know how they actually stack up until the playoffs. Pistons, good up-and-coming team with a proud NBA history. They are finally making strides, not as much urgent. Red Wings, been bad for a long time, but they still are an elite team as far as reputation is concerned. That's it.
Maybe this is an Iserman Jedi mind trick. I'll do so little for so long that I'll eventually break you. Like it's some kind of Obi-Wan Kenobi thing. And now all of a sudden we've arrived at a point where after wanting so much, now we expect so little that we actually feel like they should do the least.
So it's the reverse of the reverse.
It's something. I'm waiting for a Star Wars comp for this. Let's go to the people. We'll go to Blaine 97.1. Blaine, what's going on?
Hey, Mike, how's it going, man?
Good, Blaine. What's up?
So Kenny and Rico essentially stole my list, so I had to spend the whole commercial break figuring out how to make my list a little bit different.
Okay.
So number 1, I got the Detroit Lions because they are the closest to a Super Bowl, a championship. tied for number two. I have the Tigers and Pistons because, like you guys said, the Tigers have that Scooble window, and the Pistons kind of have a little window next year with the East being so wide open. Tied for fourth, I now have the Detroit Shock and Detroit FC because we need WNBA and MLS back in Detroit. And last and certainly least, the Detroit Red Wings because they are so far away. And I don't think I have hope in them anymore.
Wow. And Blaine, here's the thing. Look, Kenny, I mean, no slander, no smarm. Blaine, Kenny is hitting F5 refresh every 10 seconds.
Legitimately, nothing. Another rumor came out, wasn't about the Wings.
It's as if they don't exist.
It really is. It's sad because we had, I mean, I'm only 27 years old, but I grew up during the playoff streak, and my whole teenage years, all I knew was playoff and playoff wins and Stanley Cup runs, and it's been so long, and it just seems like it's never going to come back because we were spoiled so much.
Yeah, and look, Blaine, I think what this exercise is showing us, and again, if you guys disagree, the phone lines are wide open. People have just quit. That, in essence, the team that you could argue can afford to be the least urgent or is the least urgent would be the Lions, based on two factors. A, unlike the Tigers, unlike the Pistons, and certainly unlike the Red Wings, I would argue to you, 4 of every 5 games or 8 of every 10, the Lions are going to take the field with simply more talent than their opposition.
Yeah.
They have studs.
Yeah.
If you want to break it into in a more granular form, they have 6 players on the top 25 under 25, 7 if you count a J-Mo. You could make the case on that and the fact they were ravaged by injuries. That amongst our local teams, if you said the Lions are the least urgent, I could make that case. What's interesting, Rico, it's all Red Wings so far. Mm-hmm. But that's not based out of what I'm talking. What I'm talking about is Lions are so good, .. These people are saying the Wings are so bad, so irrelevant, are so hopeless that they inherit the last spot. See, in my world, the Wings should actually be number one. The Wings are number one for a multitude of reasons.
Right.
Rico, they're in the longest playoff drought in their history, their rich history.
True.
You have a hero running the organization that a lot of people are starting to view as a zero. True. Rico, the Pistons are going to be fine whether they let it percolate or make a move.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. The Tigers are going to win the Central. They're going to go to the playoffs, whether they do or don't. And the Lions, we know what they are. I'd argue the Wings should be first.
They should be first, Mike, but I think it is the care factor. I think it's, if you look at this as resources, I'm going to put my resources with the teams that are actually moving forward.
Let's do the resource thing, though, in a different way. Do the Wings have an elite system? Prospects? Yes.
Yeah.
Do the Wings have cap space?
I've been told they have good prospects.
Do they have cap space?
Yes.
Yes, they do. Do they have desperate needs?
Yes.
Yes, they do. And even more importantly, only in the poverty sport of hockey do you have a multitude of teams that are openly willing to just give away players for things and stuff.
Wallman.
Okay, but saying all of that, then why are they so bad?
Let's go to Kenny Cott.
Pro scouting primarily. But what are we being urgent for? Urgency for, to what end? The end is a championship.
Correct.
Who's closest?
And
Kenny, I'm gonna, I use my resources towards the Lions first and the Tigers second.
And I'm going to add to Kenny, because your urgency is what? Making the playoffs? Whereas you could argue for the Lions, it's something that this town has never seen. A Super Bowl with your team in it. You're so close. That's the ultimate goal. That's what Dave has been preaching all pre-show.
You're exactly right. And to Kenny's point, I can argue the Pistons could be the closest if they make the move. The East is wide open.
Sure.
They could be the closest to a championship.
Hey, East is open, but you still got to play a team in the West, whereas the Lions.
But just get there, right? Anything can happen. Get there. Make the move. You can get there.
The Lions, you're going to, if you make the Super Bowl, you'll either play Baltimore, Kansas City, or Buffalo. One game. That's it.
I'm with Rico on that one. Best of sevens are a hell of a lot harder than a one and done.
I hear you. No, yes, you're right. I'm just saying in the NBA right now with the East, you can flip it.
But that's
there's been seven different champions in 7 years.
Yeah, but that's what my resources are. The team that can actually win it all, it's the Lions, because they are so close that you could easily put them in one of the top five teams right
now. They have the talent right now.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
And in football, when the talent goes bad, it goes bad quickly, and you start all over again, and you have to build it back up, and there's no guarantee that you build it back.
Well, I guess this town doesn't want championships, so.
I often question that. No smarm. I do. I think part of the reason I'm at odds with so many people, both fan base and coworkers, is I don't know that these people really want to win. I think they say they want to, but I think they're all scared. Like, I mean, we opened the show with the, for the record, like all the things that Cookies or Wojo are saying that I didn't say. Look, the reality is I want to win. And I'm not scared of failure.
Okay.
Like, I have franchises like the Yankees. Yeah, they haven't won since 09. They die trying. The Celtics, they did everything. When it didn't work, they did it again and again and again and again and again. That's how I want my teams run.
So Detroit is the birthplace of the Hall of Good.
Okay. Yeah, honestly, that's what it feels like. I don't think people here, here's what I think. I think people here are very comfortable with the idea of being comfortable. They get to have their stupid daiquiris, or they get to paint their faces blue,
yes.
Or they get their thunder sticks. They like the idea of just not being regrettable garbage.
Yes, you're north of 500, so that's a win.
It's like Doyle Alexander syndrome. Every trade comes back to John Smoltz.
It does.
And it's like, guys, you just, that's, you got to grow up.
It really does.
It does. By the way, congrats. That was a big moment for Kenny.
What was that? Oh.
Your first black friend. It was a huge moment.
We'll have a ceremonial hot dog.
No, that's
gonna be Kenny tonight.
No. He's showing me off,
talking to all his friends at the bar.
No. I don't know how I follow
that. See this
that
guy up in his picture? That's my black friend.
He's right over there. Come here.
Guys, I learned a new word at work. Diversity.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.